this is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. What do you have? Well, tonight's special is all about the remote toy play and how to keep it safe. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Discord Enchantrix radio channel. But you must be 21 or older to partake. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. So, how is everyone tonight? Glad to have you here. Well, tonight we're going to start off with letting you know a little bit about the drink of the week. It is called Radioactive with a hyphen. It kind of says what I really wanted it to say. I kind of repurposed the song for my benefit or my purposes. What it is, it is 2 ounces of absolute lime vodka, 2 ounces of Midori, 1/2 ounce of fresh lime juice, 1/2 ounce of fresh lemon juice, and you top it off with some club soda, about 2 ounces. You garnish it with a cherry and a lime wheel. Now, this is a drink that you stir. You gently stir it to mix it. This is not a shaken drink. You stir it. And then you top it off with the club soda into a rocks glass filled with fresh ice. Really, really good. And it comes out with that radioactive greenish color. So that makes it kind of fun, too. So I am drinking one right now, and it does taste quite well, just so you know. I'm glad everybody joined me for one of my favorite topics. This week, we are going to be discussing remote toy play and different techniques to keep it safe. I am also going to debunk some of the misconceptions about using apps to control toys, the safety behind it, the possibilities of being hacked, and things of that nature, and how to keep yourself as safe as possible. So you might as well just go ahead and dive right on into it. Here's the deal. Whenever you're using an app like this, any kind of toys, it doesn't even have to be a toy app, just any kind of app like this, I recommend going to like proton.me and getting Proton Mail, just setting up a bogus account, Jane Doe, John Doe, yes, well, just like that. It doesn't matter, Joe Blow, whatever. Don't use your real information is what I'm getting at to set up the email. Because what you'll end up doing is using this bogus email to set up your app on the Lovin's account. Then that way there is nothing that is yours. Your personal information never gets shared. And that keeps you quite a bit safer. No two ways around it. It just will. Okay, and another thing that a lot of people don't realize, to control a Lovin's toy, you do not need an account with Lovin's. The person that has the toy that is going to be being controlled, they do. But there is an option that they can share a URL, a link, and you can just type that link or copy that link right into your browser, and you'll have control of that toy. So, if you're not wanting to have the link or the app or to be registered with Lovin's or anything like that, but you want to control somebody's toy, you can do that absolutely with a URL. Basically a Lovin's link. I'm going to go ahead and drop a Google link into the chat. And this link is basically the how to share a link without having to have the app to control the toys. It is pretty detailed, pretty simple to follow along with, but that right there gets you to where you do not have to be subscribed to Lovence, have the app, or anything like that to control a toy. Now, if you want to be the one that has the toy being controlled, you absolutely have to have the app, or it won't work. Pleaser, you're asking, will the app work in the Proton email? No. What I'm saying with the Proton email, what that is you sign up for Proton email, just something innocuous, just any name that you want to come up with that keeps your personal information private. You don't use any of your personal information in that email account. Then when you go to get the Lovence app and it asks you to create a user account, you'll use that Proton email. So it keeps your personal information separated. Then you don't have to have the worry about, you know, your real name being out there or whatever. It is a pseudonym, whatever you decided you want it to be. Does that answer your question? Here, I will go ahead and drop the proton.me mail link into the chat. And you don't have to use Proton. That's just what I use. You can use Google Mail, whatever. Juno, just pick something that you can do and not have to give your personal information out to get the email address. Because when you do the Lovence app, it's going to ask you for an email account to actually register the username and that with. Also, while you're doing this, when you do this, because you're using an email that you probably only use for a few select things, make sure you write down your email address, your username, and your password. Same thing with the Lovence app. Whatever username you choose, keep a record of it so you can find it, so you don't have to do this every single time you go to play with the toys. You don't want to have to do that. That just becomes a huge fucking headache that nobody wants to deal with. So make sure you keep it in a place that you can find and reference your username and password for Proton or whatever email account you use and the Lovence app. So that's what the Proton is for, or any other email. And that's also how you can actually do the link URL to control. Now, if you are going to actually use the toy, you're going to be the one using the toy, you will have to download the app and you will need to set it up. I am now dropping the link to Lovence's manual, basically, is what this is. It is the guide, and it walks you through in very good detail. If you run into problems, you don't understand it, this is what I always do when I run into a problem. I will just YouTube it, and I guarantee there is a YouTube channel out there that will walk you through how to do it step by step. Now, these instructions are very clear. There's a lot of screenshots that you can just follow along, so it's actually pretty simple. So don't get stressed out about the installation. It's not hard. Now, it also has something that they added, I don't know, maybe a year ago, maybe a little bit longer, but it is a browser extension as well, to where you can control the app on your computer instead of having to do it on your phone where sometimes it's a little harder to see, a little bit harder to control. The sliders are a little bit easier if you do it on your computer sometimes. I have gotten to the point where I think it's harder to do it on the computer. But for me, like I said, I use my cell phone for so many different things, and most people are like that now. So, but there is an app for the browser as well, and the instructions are in that as well. And like I said, just take your time, load it up, and do your thing. It is a very detailed instruction. I will also be dropping this link on my site on the recap. And there is another manual type deal. It's not made by Levinz, but it's very detailed as well. I'll drop that in there too. Oh, Pleaser, that Hush 2 is a very impressive toy as well. And, well, I don't know which one you got. There's like four different sizes, but yeah, they can be a lot of fun to play with as well. And they work really good on something that I'm going to bring up here in just a minute called Shadowbation. Now let's get into some of the fun stuff. Okay, now you know, you have a pretty good idea how to keep it safe. And that it is a misconception that it is an unsafe app. I really have not had anybody that I know ever have a problem. Now, I say that, and one of you will go out and get the app, and you'll have a problem. I don't know. But I personally do not know anybody that's ever had a problem with this app as far as having data stolen or identity theft or any of that crazy shit. It just, Levinz, sex toy app is not on a hacker's big to-do list to steal your shit, for one. Now, if you link everything to your personal stuff, well, yeah, you may. They may then say, hey, you know, this is somebody that I might want to go after. But as long as you keep it very innocuous, you'll be fine. Nope, John, the Saturday after next, I have a fun show for that. It's going to be all about being a giantess. And I've already started getting that lined up and might even have a special guest or two for that. So, no, I'm not going to redo the show. What I'll end up doing is probably just doing a little extra recording when I'm editing and put that information in to where everybody can get that important stuff. Now, there are other manufacturers that have remote control. I have played with some of them. Not a fan. A couple of reasons. I haven't had the ability to control toys, multiple toys, with other apps and other toy companies as seamlessly as you can with Levinz. The other thing, I have not been able to make a group to where one person can share their toy and have multiple people control the toy. And there is a feature to where, and me and Miss Becky has used this feature a lot. We have a couple of subs that we play with on a regular. And you can actually set up a timer, the person that's actually having their toy controlled, to where one person can control it for like 5 minutes, and then it just automatically switches over to the other mistress. Other apps, I find it very difficult, if not impossible, to do things like that. Next thing about Lovins. I am a Lovins girl. I make no bones about it. I have tried Lilo. I have tried several other brands. And their motors suck compared to Lovins toys. Lovins toys, their motors are just phenomenal. With the exception of the Gemini, do not waste your money on the Gemini. That is the nipple clamp one. The motor in the Gemini is just weak. It really, really don't do much. You're better off getting just a set of good nipple clamps and hanging one of your vibrators on it if you want your nipple clamps to vibrate, because the Gemini is just absolute garbage, in my opinion. And the battery don't last very long. And, you know, and it's understandable because the motors are real little, because they're just attached to the clips to go on your nipples, and there's just not a whole lot of battery to them. So that is the only exception that I have found as far as the motors go. Every other toy I have bought that's Lovins, the motors will rock your world. No two ways around it. It's just the way it is. They just work that good. And I am going to give you a little sample of what I'm talking about. If it connects. Once I get it connected anyway. Oh, it's connected. Mm-hmm. I want you all just to witness a little bit. This is my go-to toy. Everybody knows my go-to toy is the Dommy 2. I love it. This is the Dommy 2 at about 30% power. Yeah, it will vibrate your fillings loose. It is an amazing toy. And let's go ahead and get another couple of misconceptions out. Toys are not just for girls. Vibrators are certainly not just for girls. If you have never experienced having a wand vibrator like the Dommy put on the tip of your cock as a man, you're not living, sweetie. You have not had that kind of orgasm. And trust me, oh baby, does it feel good? I've been told that it just will rock your world. So, do not minimize the quality of an orgasm that you can have when you start playing with toys like women do. The tip of your cock is a very, very sensitive spot. And when you start vibrating it, oh, you'll feel it. Oh, I promise you that. And now let's get into the other part. A lot of men are, well, let's just go ahead and say what it is, are homophobic about anything that goes around their butt. Lovins makes several toys that can be inserted. And these toys that can be inserted, oh, once you start experimenting with butt play, oh, you'll like it. There is a a thing called a Christgasm. And I have told this story before. I talked a guy into letting me give him a Christgasm. It took a little bit of work, and we had to, you know, work up to it. But we started off slow and small, and we started putting things in. And then I got him to where he could actually take the Edge 2. And the Edge 2, Dommy 2 combination will give you what I call a Christgasm, which is basically a lot of places call them sissygasms, which they're not, because you don't have to be a sissy to have them. But they are a very, very intense orgasm. And once you achieve a really good, intense orgasm that way, oh, it'll get your attention. Oh, I do promise you that. It will certainly get your attention. But if you haven't been on the Lovent site, I highly recommend you go and just check out the different kinds of toys, because they make some of the most impressive, what I guess you would call them, pocket pussies. Oh, they are wonderful toys. Oh, my. They have one that's called the Solace Pro. And what makes this one so much fun for you guys, especially you guys that like to interact with a mistress and you want to be able to still type, but, you know, hands on the type on your keyboard and hands on your cock, it don't work real well, does it? Well, the Solace Pro has a mounting deal on it. And you can just put that Solace Pro right on your cock, mount it to your desk, go to typing away, and it'll do its thing for you, sweetie. So, definitely go check out the different kinds of toys that are available. And I am not telling you not to go get a Lilo or one of the other brands that are remote apps. They work to a point. You can, they have functionality. They're not going to be one of those that you go out and you buy them and they don't do anything. They will do something. I will tell you this because I have tried them out. You can go online to like Amazon, Walmart, and places like that and buy a $25 or $30 remote control wand vibrator toy. They suck. The apps are hard to connect. The apps are hard to share. The toy is, it's just okay. Lovent's does cost more. But the one thing that I can tell you from experience is the Lovent's toys. Welcome back, Addie. I thought I lost you. I was just telling people about the other brands of toys. You'll spend more money on a Lovent's toy, but it will last longer. You will spend the same amount of money replacing these cheap-ass toys that you get off of Amazon and Walmart and these other places that you can go buy a $25 remote control wand vibrator. You'll buy them 3 or 4 times for the same amount of money that you'll buy a Lovent's. I'm on my third Dommy, and that sounds misleading. I bought my first one when they first come out, the Dommy 2, when that first Dommy 2 first come out, which is, 6-7 years ago. And I wore that poor little guy out. I don't know how many hours of use, how many times I recharged it, wore it out, recharged it, took it down to nothing, recharged it, took it down. I mean, I used this thing. That was my go-to toy for, well, forever. Since I bought it, that's always been my go-to toy. I have a Hitachi magic wand that has not come out of the drawer since I bought the Dommy. So now I say I've owned three of them. Well, when that one died, when I finally killed it off and it just would not, it wouldn't connect anymore is what happened. I bought two more Dommies at the same time because it being my go-to toy, I keep one charged at all time. I never have a Dommy issue where I don't have a Dommy charged. I did the same thing with the Hi-Fi. I own two of those too because that's my second go-to toy. And seriously, seriously considering buying a second Gravity. Now, the Gravity is the suction cup dildo. It also thrust. It is an amazing toy. Lots of fun. So, I don't have multiple toys because they're not reliable. I have multiple toys because I don't ever want them to go dead and me not have a backup or have to wait for it to recharge. So, with all that said, the point I'm making, I stopped buying any other brand of toy about 4 years ago because the quality, yes, I have 17 Lovins toys. And I can go through the list for you if you'd like. As a matter of fact, we can do that. I have two Dommies, two Hi-Fis, a Gravity, a Velvo, a Dulce, a Vols. Did I say Mission? The Spinel, the Lapis, the Fairy, and the Flexor. Yeah, I agree. Now, I am an affiliate. So, I do appreciate anybody that does want to buy a Lovins toy, let me know, and I'll send you a link, and then I get a little bit of credit for it. But, you know, not a requirement, but I do appreciate it when you do. Try the all-new Crystagasm. The all-new Crystagasm, I'm going to tell you guys, if you want a Crystagasm, there's a couple ways to achieve it. But the number one way is anal stimulation with penile stimulation, the two. You mix the two, holy cow, you're going to have fun. Or if you don't like to call it penile or penis or dick or cock, oh, you can stimulate that little princess pebble just as good as you can anything else, sweetheart. And yes, that's what I call them, by the way, is a princess pebble. So, now we've talked about the safety, the difference in the kind of toys, the cheapness versus the quality. And, oh, the other thing is, when you buy a Lovins toy, go ahead and register it with them because they are very, very good about if you do have a problem, they will make it right. Lovins does not play around. And here's the other thing. If you go to any of those I'm not going to say what they are, but you know the girls that you can see sometimes doing their thing for, you know, the little peep shows that you can go and click on and see. Check out what they're using. They're using Lovense toys because they work, because they connect easily, because they have so many fucking things they can do. Those apps are so intuitive. They can be turned on by tips. They can be turned on by music. They can be turned on by voice command. Just so many different ways you can control these toys. So, yeah, there is a reason that those ladies all use Lovense as well. And I'm not going to say it's 100%. Because if you go on there, you'll see some ladies that have got something that you've never seen before in your life. And like, what the hell is that? And my experience, because I do have some friends that do this, my experience is the ones that have those toys that you don't recognize are just starting and they couldn't afford to get the Lovense to start with, and they will go to them eventually, I promise you. Pretty much, Lovense runs that industry as well. And I know this sounds like a Lovense love story tutorial, me selling them. Not what I'm doing. I'm just giving you my perspective, my opinion. I have a couple of girlfriends that swear by Lilo. You couldn't give me a fucking Lilo. Not after what I've experienced with my Lovense toys. You can have the Lilo. I have no interest in it. None. So, let's give a shout out to Lube. Oh, that is something else that is super important. Even if you are using external toys, especially when they vibrate, use lube. Get it to where it, because you can wear sores on yourself and you don't want that. Nobody wants that. That could suck. My lube of choice, and it always has been for a very long time, I absolutely love coconut oil. I think they have a lube brand that they use. Mott, I believe they do. Now, my second choice of lube, holy shit, we talked about this on Femdom Friday a few, maybe a month ago, where you could actually buy a 55-gallon drum of lube. No, that's not my lube of choice if I had to go outside of coconut oil. They have, and I will have to look it up, and I'll drop it in my links when I do the recap for the show on my site. It'll just go in that links section. But I found some powder. You add water to it, and it don't take a whole lot. So if you buy this, do not mix it all up, or you'll have more lube than you could ever use in two lifetimes. Oh my God, it makes a shit pot full of lube. A little dabble do, but it's a powder you add water to. And oh my God, is it slippery? I made the mistake of taking some of that into the shower with a partner of mine. And well, we're lucky that we didn't go to the hospital for shower-related injuries, because it got everything so slippery in there. I ended up having to use Mean Green Degreaser to get it all down the drain. So be careful with that. But it does work really, really good. Now, we have a little bit of time left before the end of this show. I know it's gone by pretty quick. This is the part of the remote toy play that I can really speak to. I do a couple little things. You've all heard me talk about shadowbation. And I'll reiterate what that is. That is where you get a toy of Lovent's. And for the guys, you can do, they make a toy called the Gush. And it is basically it's small, but it fits around your cock. And you can just put it on, turn it on, put your underwear on, go about your business. Just like we do when we put the Lush inside of us, or we put the Volse inside of us, or the Dulce, or whatever. So you don't have to have an internal toy to play along. But basically you get a toy, you turn it on, and you give control to your friends. And you go about your day. Now, in order for shadowbation to be, in my opinion, true to form, you cannot do it at home. You have to go out in public. You have to go out and do something and give control, because that's when it becomes fun, when you start getting that little bzz, bzz, while you're out in public. Just imagine, you know, you're having a lunch meeting with a client, and you've already forgotten that you even have the toy even turned on, and the next thing you know, mid-sentence, you hear the toy do one of these numbers to you, and then back off. Just imagine that. So that's shadowbation. And that is a ton of fun. I am in the process of working on getting Miss Bianca and Miss Michelle and a couple of the other Femdom Friday mistresses to play along with me sometime. Oh, yes, pleaser. It is a ton of fun. And here's what happens with shadowbation. What ends up happening is nobody will do anything for a couple of hours even sometimes. You'll just go about, and at this point, you almost forget that you even have the toy going. And then somebody will zap you. And then you zap another friend, and then they zap somebody, and then it just becomes this zip, 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 zip everywhere. And it just it escalates very fast. It's almost like nuclear proliferation. You know, the first nuke gets sent off, and then the next thing you know, everybody's nuking everybody, and yeah, that's pretty much what shadowbation happens. That's what happens. So that's a very, very fun toy game to play. I was telling you that Jen, my girlfriend, she is my girlfriend, by the way, she lives about 2 hours away from me. And at least, yeah, group shadowbation, that's the way to do it. Oh, one-on-one, it's all right. But when you start getting 3, 4, 5 people involved in it, that's when it becomes really fun. That's when you start getting those Meg Ryan, I'll have what she's having moments at the diner. But anyway, back to the me and Jen thing. We play at least 3 times a week. And she has quite the collection of toys now as well. And What we do, and this is a real fun game, we use Uno decks, and we will number our toys. And then we'll just shuffle an Uno deck. She'll have hers, I'll have mine. We'll shuffle them. We'll pull out a number, and whatever that number is, that's the toy we decide to use at that moment. That doesn't mean that's the only toy we use. But at that moment, we'll hook that toy up. And then, after we've done this for a couple of times, then we just start adding toys. And end up with three or four toys going at once. But you and I may have a different set of toys than she has going. And, oh, lots and lots of fun doing that. Back to the lube thing, I just had a thought. Something for you to consider, other than lube, that works really, really, really good, is silky lingerie stacked. Get two or three garments, like two or three slips, two or three nighties, and put over your special spot. And use the vibration on the silk, because that makes it to where it's slippery, and then you don't have that toy right on your skin. And, ooh, God, that feels really, really good. So that's another thing that you can use instead of lube. And, well, you don't have the messy lube cleanup later either. You have come to clean up, but, hey, that's throw it in the wash and call it good enough. So anyway, something else to consider. But now back to what me and Jen do and a couple of my other girlfriends that I do play with from time to time. The Uno deck is a lot of fun. And all you do is just decide what toy gets what number. And then you draw numbers and you just keep adding until you don't have any place that you can add another toy. Then another thing is we will do Discord together where we video back and forth, where we can see each other, and we will make it as intimate as possible. She will set up the ambience in her bedroom. I'll set up mine. We'll have strawberries to, you know, kind of eat on. We make it to where it is a virtual session, but it is like we're together. And make it a mutual masturbation session that is very intimate. And you can do this as a heterosexual couple. You can do it as two guys, two girls, any combination that you would want. It's not something that has to be boy-girl or girl-girl. It can be any combination. And it doesn't have to be just two one-on-one. You can do it with multiples. I've done that as well. I prefer with Jen to do it more one-on-one. It's just more intimate and it's just a lot more fun. But we did this last weekend. And ended up going for about, I don't know, 4 hours. And neither one of us could even come close to telling you how many orgasms we had. So the possibilities of remote mutual masturbation is only limited to your imagination. Be creative. Have fun with it, and stay open-minded. That is the biggest part of it. Just always know that there's something that you can do that will heighten the experience. And if you're one of those people that want to try it on a call, I'm not the only one that does this. There are several mistresses out there that love playing with the toys, Becky being one of them. I know that Erica has been known to do it. There's several ladies. I can't tell you the list of them because I don't know, but I know there's more than me out there. I would love to play with your toy, believe me, and I have gotten pretty good at knowing how to control a toy to get the most out of them. But anyway, so keep that in mind. If you ever want to try, hit me up. If you have questions about the Lovins toys, hit me up. I try to be a very good resource for that brand because, like I said, that's my brand that I use. That's what I recommend. So try to keep an open mind. Experiment, experiment, experiment. And yes, here, Mott, I will drop my details right now. Here you go. This is how you get a hold of me. That's every place that I am. So, shouldn't be too hard to find me. Thanks, Mott, for reminding me about that. Now, you know what I think about mutual masturbation and remote play. So now we're going to go on to next week. Next Saturday is the Stroke-a-thon. We were talking about this last night a little bit on Femdom Friday. Even if, you know, you don't think you can win or it's not something that immediately interests you, but you are kind of curious, I do recommend it. We had a guy, the last Stroke-a-thon, we didn't have one last year, it was the year before last. We had a guy that lost like 3 or 4 minutes into it. Well, bless his heart, he didn't stop. He used that hour that we were in his ear, all 15 different mistresses, and I tell you what, he stroked it until he had to have had sores on it, because I bet you he came at least 5, maybe 6, 7 times. So, you know, there's that, too. If you don't think that you can last long enough to win, oh, you're going to be a winner. Because just having that many different women talking nasty to you, and oh, boy, do we love to talk nasty during the Stroke-a-thon. If you want an idea, Harper, myself, I believe Miss Becky, and a few other women have training audios in the audio store. And I know that me and Miss Hunter, and I think a couple of the other girls stayed right in that same ballpark, but the audio is fairly cheap. It's only $15 for mine and Harper's. I know we both went with the $15 price point. So you can go get a couple of the training audios and hear. Basically, you get a head start on what it's going to be, and that is it's just a lot of fun. But if it's not your thing, I am hosting the after party next week, which means Kinks and Drinks will not start right at 9. It will be a few minutes after the Stroke-a-thon ends. Then I will be coming over here and we'll be getting started with Kinks and Drinks. Next week, I am giving away 3 prizes. I haven't decided what the prizes are, but there'll be something that will be worthwhile. Maybe, I think one of the things that I'm going to do, maybe a custom piece of art for some, for one of the winners, and then of course maybe some free time. So definitely want to be here for that, and we're going to have some mistresses popping in as well out for the after party. Have no idea what they have in mind. Don't know if they want to give away anything. If they do, great. If not, I am giving away 3 prizes next week for the after party. And for those of you that are interested in the Stroke-a-thon, I'm going to drop a couple links here for you. There you go. And one more piece of business about the Stroke-a-thon. Where'd it go? There we go. I am offering a special. Come on, there you go. Until noon next Saturday. And this is a pretty good deal for anybody that wants to do a session with me. It's Discord only. It's not a, you can't call into the dispatcher and set this up. Well, you can. You can call the dispatcher and tell them you want a Discord session, but it's not a phone call deal. It is a Discord session. It can either be audio or text, however you want to do it. You know, that's fine. Any Discord session. You buy 20 minutes, and I will give you 10 minutes for free. And I will also provide you with a naughty picture. Maybe a couple. Depends on if you're a good boy or a girl. So, there's that. And with that, I think I have run out of announcements. One last thing. Our Mistress of the Month this month is Goddess Michelle. Give her some love. You won't regret it. She is a lot of fun to play with as well, boys and girls. So, I have really enjoyed this topic with you tonight. If you have any questions whatsoever, if any of this is kind of unclear for you, message me. I'm easy to get a hold of, and I'm not like some people that don't want to talk outside of session. I'm not like that. Ask around. I will talk to anybody. Now, if you start getting to where you're doing things that we should be doing in session, then yeah, I might tell you, hey, you need to tone it down or whatever. But I will talk to anybody. So, next week, after party, I look forward to seeing all of you there. And thank you for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Discord Enchantrix radio channel. But you must be 21 or older to partake. Listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. I try to have that up by mid-morning, but usually, if you give me until at least 1 or 2 in the afternoon, you'll find it on my site. You all have a wonderful week. I will see you back here again next Saturday night. And until then, stay freaky and be naughty and kinky. Bye.